everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Danny's Diary, a podcast powered by Singing News Magazine. I'm your host, Danny Jones. My guest today, Ivan Parker and Josh Parker. Yes, you're getting two for one, guys. Welcome.
Hey.
Thank you, buddy. Well, good to be here.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. We're glad to have both of you here today. Everybody knows Ivan Parker. Sang many years with Singing Americans, sang with Gold City, was a big part of the Gaither Homecoming videos and DVDs and the concerts that Bill Gaither did. Got a very successful solo ministry going on right now. But Ivan's latest pride and joy is a brand new recording titled Feels Like Home. So, Ivan, tell us about the title, Feels Like Home.
Well, you know, Danny, this has been a project that's been in the works in my heart and my mind for several years. And I have throughout the years, I had always, you know, I think all of us love somewhat of nostalgia. We love the history of where did we come from? What really got this whole thing started to where I even wanted to sing this music? And so it goes back to whenever I was growing up in my dad's church. He pastored a lot of little small country type churches, came from a large family of seven kids, and everybody in our family sang at some point. And they'd bring home a lot of this music for us to listen to. And I remember there was a decade in there in the 70s that was sort of in that prime time that I was being influenced in a great way as far as the music, as far as what I was listening to. I listened to the Oak Ridge Boys. I listened to the Rambos and the Stamps Quartet. I mean, you know, it just kept going. And the Imperials were another favorite of mine. And so, and then long about the 70s, there was this new, what they referred to as a contemporary artist at the time, Andre Crouch, that was coming along, Dallas Holmes. Mm-hmm. You know, some of these people were considered contemporary at the time, but they were putting out some incredible songs that were, that I guess you would say they were very compatible to what we were singing. Mm-hmm. So as a teenager, you know, all of this whole big ball of wax just came together and just made me just almost die to want to sing this.
Well, I was looking at the song list on this new recording, and the song list on here is basically a who's who of great songs from that very era that you were talking about. Through It All, You and Me, Jesus, The Holy Hills of Heaven, Call Me, His Hand and Mine, Dig a Little Deeper in God's Love, and just on and on and on, 11 great songs on the new album. And when you read this list, it's easy to see why this is titled Feels Like Home. And so where was home for Ivan Parker? Where were you raised at?
I grew up in a small town in North Carolina, a place called Broadway, North Carolina, and Andy Griffith show came out of North Carolina, and we just always tell people it's not true, but we always called our little town Mayberry. But even though it wasn't the real Mayberry, we called it that anyway. But I grew up in this little small town, and it was one of those little small towns where everybody in the town knew everybody, and they knew each other's kids. They knew them by name, and so, you know, growing up in that type of, a rural type surroundings, in a large family, it was just really cool just to be able to know what it takes to make a young person tick today. Mm-hmm. They've got to stay busy. They've got to do this. Back then, we'd love to go outside and play with rocks. You know, it was just a different day.
Right.
It was a different time, and music was a huge part of that time.
Now, Broadway, North Carolina. Let's pinpoint that a little bit more on the map. Where is Broadway located close to?
Well, it's actually located kind of between Sanford, North Carolina. A lot of people may not know where Sanford is, but it's between Sanford and Raleigh.
Okay, so it's on the eastern side of the state.
kind of Eastern Central.
Right. So from Eastern Central North Carolina, Ivan has taken those early days of singing with his family, and many people were first introduced to Ivan Parker during his time with the Singing Americans. And little do they know, or some people don't know, that was also a big, big collection of talent in the Singing Americans. There was, during the time that Ivan was there, Danny Funderburk was singing tenor.
Yep.
And Ed Heal was singing baritone.
Right.
And, you know, when you start thinking about a legendary baritone like Ed Heal, a lead singer like Ivan Parker, and a tenor singer like Danny Funderburk, you know, this is not the kids' league of gospel music.
And, it's not playtime.
No, it's not. And that was the era of the Singing Americans that first got a lot of national attention. Of course, over time, different people came through there, Clayton Inman and Mike Lefevre and so many others.
And I actually took Michael English's place.
That's right.
You did. Michael English left, and I came in and replaced him.
Let's talk about the days with Singing Americans. Charlie Burke, who owned and managed the group, he hired you to come in. Take us back to that time. What did he see in Ivan Parker that made him want you to be a part of that group?
I don't know. Really, to be honest with you, I think a lot of it was because I was young and would work cheap.
Well, as long as there's a reason.
I mean, honestly, anybody who knows anything about the Singing Americans, it was a great deal. It was a place where a lot of great talent would come in and stay for a period of time and then be discovered and then move on. It's just the way it was, and it's not putting anybody down. It's not putting Charlie down because Charlie gave me the break I needed.
Right.
He gave me a place to sing. And
there are some groups that just seem destined to be training grounds, if you will, for singers. And that's been consistently proven throughout, you know, Southern gospel history. There are some groups that are just famous for that, Singing Americans being one of them. And like you said, it's no slam by any means. It's just it's just proof that somebody saw talent in somebody else and said, let's give them a chance.
And then you go to the heart of North Carolina, and I remember Bill Gaither even making a comment on one of the homecoming videos one time. Janet Paschal and I were sitting next to each other, and we just started laughing because I looked over at Janet and I said, I want you to look around the room at the people from North Carolina that are sitting in this room. And so we were just kind of talking, and Bill walks over, he goes, what are y'all laughing at? And we thought we were in trouble with the teacher. But what it was we told him that, you know, look at all the people here from the state of North Carolina. And Bill made a comment on the video. He said, you know, that's one thing about it. He said, if you're a group looking for a singer or musician, go to North Carolina, shake a tree, and at least four will fall out.
It's very possible. Very possible.
And so that's been kind of a joke that's been around for a long time about the state of North Carolina. I can say that about other states as well.
Right.
But, you know, it's just interesting how the Singing Americans in that time period right in there, you know, Charlie just, you know, he knew who all these singers were, and he had his eyes on them. If somebody left, he already had them replaced.
Right. He had an ear for blend. He knew who would sound good with who was still there. He just had a great eye for talent. You know, that was his contributions to gospel music. He made a lot of he opened a lot of doors for a lot of great singers.
Yeah. And I tell you one of those funny little trivia stories. I was singing with my brother Danny, and we had a quartet. And before the Singing Americans, and we were singing over in Shelby, North Carolina, and somebody had already called Charlie, and because Michael was getting ready to leave, and said, there's this young singer you need to go listen to, and he's going to be over in Shelby singing on Sunday morning. Nobody called and told me nothing. So we're up there and we're singing for Sunday morning. And there was one particular song I was featured on. I just went up and hit a high note and just held it. I had no earthly idea who Charlie Burke was. And then after the concert, he just walked up, didn't even introduce himself to me. He said, "Son, come here to the piano just a minute." And he just started banging around on his keys. What was that note you hit? Well, you know, he was trying to figure out what that note was. And he finally found it. But I still didn't know who he was. And I'm like, okay, well, this is interesting. I don't know who this man is. And then he was getting ready to leave, went to his car. He came back in. He said, "Oh, by the way, my name's Charlie Burke." And he said, "Can you come by Tuesday night and audition?"
Let's see, and here you are, you know, the chain of events that he set into motion. Of course, from Singing Americans, you went to Gold City, and that's been chronicled very well down through the years. After the Gold City days, Ivan Parker became a soloist.
Yep.
And one thing that's really kind of neat, nobody planned it this way, but this is how it worked out. The very same building that you sang your last performance with Gold City is also the same building that you sang as a soloist for the first time, and it was part of the Bill Gaither Homecoming Tour.
Back when it was called Gaither and Friends.
That's right.
Yeah.
And what a difference 4 weeks makes, or however long it was.
Well, you know, it was long, about 4 weeks whenever that happened. But the Gaither concert was not actually on the book. You know, whenever I did my last concert with Gold City on January 1st of, that had been 94.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did it at Batwell Auditorium in Birmingham. And then it was right about a week or so later, Bill called me and he said, "Yeah, Ivan," he said, we're doing this Gaither and Friends." He said, "It's going to be the Cathedrals." And he says, "It's going to be J.K.S. and Howard and Vestal and Vocal Band." He said, "And I want you to join us." And I said, "Okay, where's it going to be?" He said, "It's going to be at the Batwell Auditorium. You know where that is in Birmingham?" And I went, "Yeah, I was just there." And so I did my last date with Gold City there. My very first concert with Bill was at Batwell.
That's incredible.
Was that a fearful time or a challenging time going from one of the hottest groups in gospel music to something that was literally a leap of faith, you know, where, you know, in a group you've always got somebody else you can fall back on for whatever reason if you're having a rough night vocally or whatever. As a soloist, you're the one and only. What was going through your mind as that transition was taking place?
You know, it was a bag full of emotions. I mean, because I love the guys with Gold City, you know. I mean, we were all such good friends and remained that way throughout, I mean, even today. And so I miss the guys, and, you know, and as far as singing solo, I had never walked on stage by myself, maybe other than just maybe sing a special if I was home at church, you know. So I really didn't know what to expect, And of course, you know, soloists were not a thing at that point that, you know, you had anything to judge anything by. There was nothing to go by. So it's like, man, let's just jump off this cliff and see what happens. Mm-hmm. And so I just said, "Lord, you know, if you'll just help me to provide for my family, you know, I don't have to have a whole lot. I just help me to provide and pay my bills, and I'll be happy as a lark." And, you know, the Lord just took it in such a divine direction that I look back on it now, and it's like, wow, the places this journey's taken me and the timing of it all, it just absolutely was one of the most incredible stories to me. Mm-hmm. May not be interesting to anybody else, but to me, I stand amazed sometimes.
Well, it is interesting to a lot of people because if it were not, I don't think you would be enjoying the success you are today. Little did you know, back in January of 1994, and then a few weeks later when you did that first appearance with Gaither, that several years later you would have another Parker family member on stage, but this time it wasn't a brother. This time it's your son.
Yep.
And Josh has been on the stage now for how many years?
Well, this past August 1st was 7 years. Full
7 years.
Wow.
Time has flown by.
Oh, it has.
It absolutely has, honestly.
And Ivan often tells the story of how you got to be a member of the solo team here, if you will. Whatever we got going on here. Right. But it's been quite an amazing journey. You know, nobody ever really planned this at all. When did you first realize, Josh, that this was not going to be the typical career path of a young man?
Right. Well, you know, I graduated college, and it was probably, couple months you brought it up and said, why don't you just come on the road with me? Yeah. And I was going to do product management and all that fun stuff. And I was like, sure, get to go on the road with Dad, you know? I get to...
What a blessing.
That's right, Dad. Say it again. So then it was a very easy decision. And then I went on the road and then was doing that for a while. And, of course, graduated from Cumberland University and with a music degree, playing guitar for years with a, music degree with guitar emphasis. Dad was interested. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You know, we did the product thing for a while. And then he was like, you know, why don't you whip up something? Why don't you do something instrumentally? And I immediately said it wasn't going to work. So I didn't see any of this coming.
I look like a genius now, but I didn't know how it was going to work.
An absolute genius.
So in those early days, what were you thinking as for a career? What was your plan?
I had no idea. I really didn't, and it was almost fill in the time to figure it out. I don't know, but it was just go on the road with Dad. Let's, make some memories, go on the road with Dad, hang out with him, work with him.
And then let the pieces fall together and where else they may go.
Yeah, and that really was the plan, was basically no plan.
Right.
Was just to see, and then it actually fell pretty quickly after that.
You know, I remember too, Josh, when you first started going to Cumberland, I told you had said something about you wanted to study music.
Mm, of course.
And I said, okay. I said, well, let's do it this way. I said, let's get you a degree, in business administration.
Right.
Or business.
That's what I started out with.
Or music, music business. And I said, I don't care if you want a minor in guitar or something like that, but I want to make sure that you're covered on that other end. And I think you only did that for maybe a couple weeks. And
it was definitely not a full month.
And
I tried it, though, Dad.
Well,
I tried it.
Yeah, but Cumberland took the check for the whole quarter. And
it always seems to work out that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's no ratio here.
They didn't refund none of it.
I will be paying that back for the rest of my life.
But then, I'll never forget, because I was trying to steer. I was trying to direct. Mm-hmm. I was trying to help all I could, And then Josh, he just told me one day, he says, Dad, he said, I can't explain it, but, God's in this. And I just feel like I'm supposed to do this guitar thing.
Yeah.
And I said, so you really feel there's a calling behind this? And he said, yeah, I do. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to step out of it at this point, and I'm just going to let you and God handle it from here.
And 7 years later, he's still here.
And he's still here. And he's got this incredible charisma on stage that people are just drawn to him. Mm-hmm. They love him. Love to see him get out there and play the guitar and have the joy of the Lord that he does. It's exciting for me to watch.
Right.
I enjoy it.
Well, there's something special about watching a family unit, whether it's an entire family or just a few members of a family on stage working together. There's something there that you can't manufacture. It's it's just natural, and it's just very appealing to an audience. And if you were to have to go out now, Ivan, without Josh,
it'd be a lot cheaper.
It would be a lot cheaper. But
oh, did I say that?
And you used your outdoor voice too.
Use your outdoor.
You
go ahead.
That's all right. I'm just always careful when I work with old people. I want to phrase things carefully.
Oh,
you're
yes,
welcome, Josh.
Daddy, help me with that one.
Okay, you're welcome.
I'll receive that.
But now that you've gone 7 years with Josh being right over your shoulder,
yeah,
can you fathom the thought of going out by yourself again?
Well, yeah, you know, it's life is life, and I don't know at what point, you know, God's going to do something different in his life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know. I leave everything open for change as much as I don't really like change a whole lot.
Right.
But I have to leave some kind of room for there. No, there would be a huge grieving process, you know, if that were to ever happen. And, but I'm just praying that God's going to take him to another level. And that's my prayer, is that God will use him to excel in his dreams, mm-hmm, and go further where I couldn't take him, just take him further. And, you know, because I'm sure, you know, without a doubt, Josh has got those dreams of his own that he would like to accomplish. And I would, you know, as hard as it would be for me to be out there by myself without him, I wouldn't stand in the way.
Right.
It would be a dad's joy to watch him excel even further.
All right. This is where it becomes a father first, employer second.
Exactly. Mm.
So you are listening to Danny's Diary, a podcast powered by Singing News Magazine. If you would like to keep up with Ivan Parker, you can do so every month by receiving the Singing News Magazine in your mailbox. Every month, Ivan writes a column to all of those folks who enjoy his ministry, and you can find that in every issue of Singing News Magazine. If you are not a subscriber to Singing News Magazine, one call will fix that for you. Simply dial 800-527-5226 or visit singingnews.com. Ivan Parker and Josh Parker are our guests today on Danny's Diary. Josh, what's it like traveling with a Southern gospel music legend?
That's a loaded question.
And by the way, Josh, stick to the script.
Are you listening? Yeah. Is Dad still in the room? honestly, it's great. And to be even more honest, he's always just been Dad. I've never known that part. Growing up, literally in it, I don't have any memory of him ever not doing this. So it is a very normal thing. And the dad comes home, and he's, you know, he always wrestled around with me on the floor, you know, and then he would go and be the legend Ivan Parker.
Mm-hmm.
So I still see him. He's just dad.
So dad.
What?
Daddy-o, too.
Daddy-o. Okay.
Oh, yes.
What does Ivan Parker do during his free time at home? What's your hobbies?
Wow.
Outside. Is that three?
Well, I will say this, Josh. Yes. Every time I call him, the response is, hey, I need to call you back. I'm cutting the grass.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Yes,
well,
sir.
You and I have compared yards.
Yes, we have. Sir. We've talked about lawnmowers and yards all the time.
Well, I'm an outdoor person. I do. I enjoy, you know, in the summertime, when it's warm weather, I love working outside. It's just refreshing for me because I spend so much time on the stage and, mm-hmm, you know, and doing what I do. It's very enjoyable for me to go take a complete opposite direction. And I think that's probably why I love working in the yard. I love trimming hedges. I even came over the other day, and Josh has a fence in his backyard, and it was leaning over. So yeah. I said, here, let me put it up for you.
All right, so the moral of this story is, ladies and gentlemen,
if
Ivan Parker has a free weekend and you would like to have your yard cut,
or your fence repaired,
Ivan Parker is the guy.
That's it. Like I said, he's always been dad when he comes home.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, and of course great things are happening right now for Ivan and Josh. The release of a new album, Feels Like Home, is doing so well. Got a lot of songs on here. that everybody will find themselves singing along to. And if you don't have a copy of Feels Like Home, you need to add it to your collection today. Josh, Ivan, thank you guys for coming by today, spending some time on Danny's Diary.
This has been fun.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and we'll post that information for lawn cutting and landscaping options. It'll be posted on singingnews.com. Hey, everyone, thanks for listening to Danny's Diary, a podcast powered by Singing News Magazine. Be watching for the next episode wherever you find your favorite podcast.